Just relax. You're with me. You're safe. Well, okay. That last part isn't completely true. Hey! Can you quit squirming? I'm trying to explain what's going on. It's nothing bad. I'm not gonna hurt you, I promise. Thank you. Jeez. Okay. So, let me start at the top. So, you remember 3 days ago at Bridget's place? Well, I guess it doesn't feel like 3 days to you. But, yeah. So, remember how we all started talking about our crushes? And you said you had a crush on that one bitch who plays the flute or whatever. Ellie, or some shit. Well, nobody ever asked me who I have a crush on. Well, guess what? It's you. So, do you get it yet? No? Come on. Jesus Christ. Okay, look, I like you, okay? And you deserve way better than some dumb bimbo who acts all fake cute just to get your attention. So, I called you over yesterday to help me move some furniture, and then I drank your drink. I don't know how much of yesterday you remember. I fucked up the dosage, and you're still probably... Hey! I said quit squirming! Let me finish talking. Anyways, I messed up the math and way overdid the dose. You've been out for like 30 hours now? I don't think there should be any permanent problems. You'll still be super weak with the drugs, but that's okay. I need you, Link, right now. You're stronger than me normally, so there's no way I could do this without drugging you. Oh, for fuck's sake! Stop fucking struggling, okay? If you keep doing this shit, I'm gonna have to drug you again. And I don't want to have to explain all this shit again when you wake up. Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyways, you're not strong enough to get past me or those cuffs now, so you might as well settle down before you hurt yourself. Or I hurt you. What? Oh yeah, I lied about not hurting you earlier. Big deal. What are you gonna do about it? Now, where was I? Oh, right, look. It's not just a crush. I love you, okay? What? Don't look so surprised. It's obvious. I'm not flirty with any other guys other than you. I always text you first. I always try to wear super slutty clothes around you and give you peeks down my top wherever I can. And your friends? Did you think I started hanging out with them because I like them? God, they're so fucking annoying. They spend all this time around you, and not one of them worships you like you deserve. Fuck no. I only did it so I could eventually meet you. You have no idea how much of Emily's gossiping I had to endure before she invited me to hang out with all of you. And what do I get for all this effort? flaunting my body for you and putting up with your friends? Nothing? No, worse than nothing. You just tell everyone right in front of my face that you like some fucking slut. I'm sorry for hitting you so hard. I really didn't mean to. And I know you weren't trying to hurt me. You're always so sweet to everyone. It just makes me so frustrated, you know. Anyways, I guess all that doesn't matter. All that matters is that you're here with me now, where you should be. And we have all the time in the world to fall in love. And since we're a couple now, I think it's time we had our first kiss. I just wish we didn't have to do it through the stupid tape gag, you know? But honestly, that's kind of your fault anyways for making me tie you up instead of just falling in love with me normally. Alright? Are you ready? Our first kiss. I'm so excited. Here we go. Oh my god, that was so good. You taste so good. You smell so good. Sorry, it was kind of messy. I don't really know what I'm doing. You can teach me eventually. I'm a good learner, I promise. Isn't this fun? God, your ex was a fucking moron for leaving you. Why would... Wait. What's up? Are those tears? Are you having a panic attack? Oh my god! You are having a panic attack! That's so fucking cute. I love when guys are in touch with their sensitive side. It's so hot. I'm gonna make it worse, okay? You're such an adorable crier. You know that? I'm so happy we're together. Okay. I originally planned just to make out with you on the first day before moving on to anything else. But honestly, giving you a panic attack, like, really turned me on. I think I'm gonna take your clothes off too. I'm just gonna run downstairs and grab the scissors, okay? You just stay here and keep crying like the fucking perfect angel you are. I'm back. I came as quick as I can. Sorry to leave you alone. Alright, let's get this shirt off. Oh, quit making such a fuss. I know it's your favorite shirt, but if you didn't make me tie you up, I wouldn't have to cut it off you. It did look really good on you, though, so I'll buy you another. Don't worry. There we go. Wow. You look really good shirtless. Maybe I'll cut up all your shirts so you have to walk around shirtless for me all the time. I just wanna... Oh, you got such a nice chest. And those arms and shoulders. Alright, I could grow up here all day, but I really think think it's time for you to lose those pants. No, no, don't be shy. It's okay. I force-fed you a bunch of Viagra while you were out, so you don't have to worry about a thing. And judging from how you feel through your jeans, it's working just fine. Alright, let's get these off. You know, I thought last night I was gonna take my time with this. Strip you down real slow. But like, I'm so fucking tired of waiting, you know? And honestly, at this point, I kinda deserve to see your dick after how hard I worked. So whatever. Pants and underwear both come off right now. Ready? Oh my god. It's beautiful. I figured you had a nice dick, but like, it's perfect. And it feels so good. Warm and hard and twitching. I love you so much. I can't believe I'm about to put this in my mouth. I've never done this before, you know? Sucked a dick. Hey! Don't laugh! It's not... Oh. You're just crying. Sorry. Do you think you could keep doing that for me? Cry while I suck your dick? I don't know. I just feel like it would really boost my confidence to see you vulnerable for me like that. Yeah, cry just like that. See? When you look that cute, how can I not suck your dick? Okay. Here goes. I'll do my best, okay? What was I gonna say? God, it's so hard to think straight when you're just lying here naked with your dick in my hand. Oh, I know. So, originally, I was thinking I was just gonna rape you until you fell in love with me, right? And like, still gonna. But I kind of stole your phone. I'm sorry, I had to, just in case. So, I used your thumbprint to unlock it, and I looked through your porn account on Reddit for some ideas to make you love me. I would never have guessed the kind of stuff you were into. You're a freak. So, anyways, I was looking through all your subscribed subreddits, and I saw that you were subscribed to r/pegging. I had no idea you were a sub. You don't look like a sub at all. So really, You should be thanking me for drugging you like this. So, the pegging thing. I figured, yeah, I could just make you fuck me. But you've probably fucked other girls before, so that wouldn't be anything special for you. So, instead of making you fuck me, what if... Oh, look at that face. You figured it out. You're so smart. This is why I love you, you know. I took a little trip to the adult store today and picked up a little present for us. Look, isn't it pretty? The toy is your favorite color and the harness is mine. It's perfect. The girl behind the counter seemed surprised. I guess I don't look like a top. For you, though, I can be anything you want. I'm gonna have to get undressed to put this on. Please be nice to me, okay? No one's ever seen me like this, and I'm really self-conscious. I was going to blindfold you, but I want you to see. Okay, here goes. Well, this is what I look like. Do you like it? I'm sorry. I know you deserve a supermodel, and I'm not that. But you can't think I'm that bad, right? Look how hurt you are. All for me. You're so sweet. You're making me blush. Alright, let's figure out how to put this thing on. Oh shit. Wait. No, this. Fuck. Wrong way. Hey! Are you having another panic attack watching me put this thing on? Come on, at least wait until I start fucking you. You're gonna drive me crazy. No, wait. I got it. Oh my god, look at you. I'm so excited. Let me get this thing lubed up. Alright, lift your legs up for me. Come on, lift up your legs. Oh, you're probably still weak from the drugs. I see. Don't worry, let me just lift them onto my shoulders. Okay, you got some heavy legs. Good thing you're drugged, or you could probably crush me between these thighs, huh? Oh, you look so perfect like this. Legs over my shoulders, your perfect cock throbbing in front of me, my toy right next to your beautiful ass, crying and shaking your head. Fuck, I can't wait any longer. I need to fuck you. Don't worry, I'll start slow, okay? I love you. God. This is amazing. Are you okay? Well, judging by how your cock is throbbing, you're way better than okay. I'm gonna start moving my hips. Look at the way that cock is twitching. Wow. What if I start stroking it while I fuck you? Was that a moan through the gag? It was, wasn't it? God, you're so fucking hot. I can't stand it. Fuck. This is so much fun. I love the way your whole body shakes when I fuck you. Yeah. Do you like this angle? Yeah. Feels really good for me too. Just Nick, keep crying for me. Just like that. Okay? Okay, I know you love that as much as I did, but I'm exhausted. You might have been sleeping all day, but some of us have things to do. How's this? I'm gonna keep you here with me for a while. I promise I'll take really good care of you. I'll cook for you, give you showers with me, cuddle with you in front of the TV, everything. I promise. And every day, I'm gonna fuck you just like this, until you love me, okay? Maybe a few times a day. I need to work on my cardio anyways. I think I'm about to pass out right now, though. I had no idea I could come so hard. It's late. So, you can sleep here on the bed right next to me. And if you need some water, or you need me to shift you into a more comfy position, or adjust the sheets for you, you can just rub your dick against me to wake me up, okay? Here, let me get the light. This was the most fun I think I've ever had. I can't believe I get to fall asleep to the sound of you crying every night. I'm so in love with you. Good night. I'll see you in the morning.